Better Now, a podcast of quick weekly writing tips meant to help you become a better writer.
We're your hosts, and I'm here with New York Times bestselling author Carrie Jones and wife extraordinaire.
And I'm here with copy editor extraordinaire Sean Farrar.
Thank you for joining us.
Hey, Sean's out alligator hunting. I know. I'm a vegetarian, but let's just not talk about our marriage. Instead, we're going to talk about sexy things, like writing, particularly seen in sequel. Last week, here on the podcast and on the blog, links in the notes, we talked about story structure as seen by Dwight Swain, and this is continuing that series. We elaborated a little bit about the four main elements of story structure, according to Dwight Swain, again, the man who wrote The Techniques of the Selling Writer, an old book really full of like amazing stuff. And those four elements were making cool characters, grouping your sentences and paragraphs into motivation reaction units, grouping those motivation reaction units into scenes and sequels, and then grouping those scenes and sequels into story patterns. And we talked about motivation reaction units, those sequences of cause and effect within a scene. Swain describes a scene as a blow-by-blow account of the character as they take the time to get their goal despite the fact that someone or something is opposing them. The scene propels the story. The scene takes place in a certain space of time. And within that scene are three steps, he says. One, a goal. Two, a conflict to achieving that goal or opposition. Three, a disaster. The disaster in Swain's structure means that the character is not any closer to her goal and might be even worse off, which is just so sad. Why do novels do this to us? Why is this our structure? Anyway. This does not work in the third act of the story sometimes because there's usually a positive change at arc and the character ends up in a better place. But this sequence occurs there a lot too, and it's really perfect in the beginning and middle of your novel. So then what's the next part? What's that sequel? Well, a sequel is what connects the scenes. It's where the main character thinks about what just happened and often creates a new goal. It's where you make the character's motivation really obvious. It gives the reader a pause between the more active scenes. And sometimes when an agent or an editor says that your pacing is off or your story is slow, it's because you have too many sequel scenes and not enough big rah-rah. Things are actually happening versus you just thinking scenes. And there are three steps to the sequel. One, a reaction to what just happened. To a dilemma that's what she's dealing with now that the disaster has happened. And three, a decision, which is where she determines what the heck she's going to do next. Like, what's she going to do? Her husband went alligator hunting. A lot of writers that I work with get super confused about the term sequel. Is it not a scene two? That's what they wonder. So sometimes I call them loud scenes and quiet scenes, and you can think of them that way too if it helps. I'm going to go a little bit more deeply about this on my blog, Living Happy, because right here it's just quick writing tips, and I hope you'll check it out. It's a lot of fun over there. Some sources are Writing the Perfect Scene by Randy Inger Manson, and Scene and Sequel, The Ebb and Flow of Fiction by Mike Klassen, and of course Dwight Swain's book. But why is this sexy? It's sexy because if you understand this, you understand story structure and intelligence, no matter what those 72-year-old men in your Facebook are telling you, intelligence is friggin' sexy. That's why.
Hey, thanks for listening to Write Better Now. These podcasts and more writing tips are on Carrie's website, carriejonesbooks.blog. Please don't forget to like, subscribe, or share this podcast.
There's a donation button over there on my blog and lots of other content. And honest to goodness. I sound like such a mama. Honest to goodness. Even a dollar inspires us to do a happy dance. So thank you for your support. The music that you hear is made available through the Creative Commons. And
it's a bit of a shortened track from the fantastic Mr. Ruiz. And this track is Arctic Air off the album Winter Haze, Summer Days. So that person smokes. You got weed themed music on our stuff, honey.
All our podcasts.
Rogue for Spleef.
Hey, and if you like this podcast,
Summer Spleef,
you can listen to Dogs Are Smarter Than People or Carrie Does Poems or Loving the Strange. Thanks for listening.
The other two are funny. This one's serious.